The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has been through a rough stretch in recent years. Two justices have departed amid scandals involving political use of court staff, alleged self-dealing, and pornographic emails. But voters will choose three new justices November 3rd in an age in which national partisan groups often spend millions to win partisan control of state courts. WHYY's Dave Davies has this look at the strange shape of this judicial Donnybrook.
It's probably one of the most consequential and so far least noticed races in Pennsylvania history. This week, with the election less than a month away, TV ads for three candidates are finally appearing.
David Wecht is the only candidate with a plan to reform our courts. He's kept criminals off our streets and helped families in crisis.
When Pennsylvania's Supreme Court needed a new leader to oversee our state's largest court system, they turned to Judge Kevin Dougherty.
Those are ads for David Wecht of Allegheny County and Philadelphia's Kevin Dougherty, brother of the city's most prominent labor leader, John Dougherty. Those two Democrats, along with Christine Donahue, who has ads in Pittsburgh, will take on Republicans Michael George, Ann Covey, and Judith Olson, along with an independent, Paul Panapinto. Lynn Marks, director of Pennsylvanians for Modern Courts, says there are only seven seats on the court, and three are up for grabs.
And that's more than ever before. Another thing is that Pennsylvania is the only state that is electing Supreme Court justices this year. So there's also national attention.
Indeed, it's the role of national organizations that have changed state Supreme Court elections across the country. State justices rule on matters of critical interest to political parties, such as voter access and legislative redistricting. The U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling and other court decisions have increased the flow of money into politics everywhere. Lori Kenney is with the nonprofit Justice at Stake, which tracks spending in judicial elections.
Over the last decade and a half, state Supreme Court elections have become increasingly attractive to partisan actors, and this is the new normal. This is what we're living with in the current political climate.
Unions and trial lawyers have traditionally supported Democratic judicial candidates. But in recent years, national conservative groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Americans for Prosperity, associated with the Koch brothers, have spent big in state court races. Some analysts are puzzled that so far they've stayed out of the Pennsylvania contest, where partisan control of a populous state's court hangs in the balance. Democratic strategist Dan McElhattan Jr. offers an explanation. He says off-year low turnout elections in Pennsylvania favor Republicans, so they don't want to advertise and wake up sleeping Democrats.
There would not be a reason for a Republican tactician to alert folks in southeastern Pennsylvania that an election is happening. And they think that they can win this election simply by running out the clock.
State Republican Party Chairman Robert Gleason agrees the passive voter turnout pattern in this kind of election does favor GOP candidates.
Well, it does. There's no question about that. There will be a very low turnout. So this election, like many in Pennsylvania, is a turnout election. And it's not even necessarily about spending millions of dollars on television. It's about having an effective turnout program, and that doesn't take millions of dollars.
So far, the three Democratic candidates have raised more than three times the cash the Republicans have. Gleason says he thinks the door is still open to spending from outside conservative groups. Matthew Menendez, an attorney for the Brennan Center for Justice, agrees.
Very often, these groups will come in and spend at the very last minute, and so the fact that they aren't spending yet should not be read as an indication that they won't.
None of three national conservative groups contacted would discuss their plans. Meanwhile, a Pennsylvania committee funded by unions and attorneys has raised $360,000 and is expected to support the Democratic candidates. Dave Davies, WHYY News.